This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The festival of colors Holi is being celebrated across the country today with vibrant hues, music and festive joy. The festival symbolizes the victory of good over evil and marks the arrival of spring. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have extended their greetings to the people across the globe celebrating the festival of colors. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu urged the citizens to come together and take a pledge to fill the lives of all the children of Mother India with the colors of continuous progress, prosperity and happiness. Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed his gratitude to several world leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump, for their continued attention to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. At a joint press conference with Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko last evening, Mr. Putin acknowledged the efforts of the world leaders for the commitment to seeking peace in the world war-torn region, despite the many global challenges they face. Mr. Modi, during a meeting with President Trump at the White House last month, stressed that India is not neutral in its stand on the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Instead, India is siding with peace. Earlier, the US proposed a 30-day ceasefire, urging Russia to accept the deal without any conditions. India has termed the allegations made by Pakistan that India was involved in its train hijacking as baseless. In response to media queries on the remarks made by the Pakistan side, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that New Delhi strongly rejects the baseless allegations of Pakistan. He added that the whole world knows where the epicenter of global terrorism lies. Mr. Jaiswal said that Pakistan should look inwards instead of pointing fingers and shifting the blame for its own internal problems and failures onto others. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Jitendra Singh today said that the Northeast is a key driver for India to realize the vision of Viksit Bharat, and the region will also become the country's next saffron hub. While laying the foundation stone for the new permanent campus of the Northeast Center for Technology Application and Reach and NECTA in Shillong, Meghalaya, Dr. Singh stated that large-scale cultivation is now underway at Mechuka in Arunachal Pradesh and Yuksom in Sikkim, with plans to extend to Nagaland and Manipur. It will turn the Northeast region as India's next saffron hub, after Jammu and Kashmir's palm port. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has criticized the Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam DMK government in Tamil Nadu for replacing the official rupee symbol with a Tamil ru in the logo of the State Budget 2025-2026. The logo released yesterday by the office of the Chief Minister M.K. Stalin featured Ru, the first letter of the Tamil word Rubai, which represents the Indian currency in the vernacular language. Meanwhile, the budget session of the Tamil Nadu Assembly began today with the presentation of the budget by Finance Minister Thangam Thennarasu. Reserve Bank of India Governor Sanjay Malhotra has said India has taken the lead in providing finance to renewable energy projects by including them in priority sector lending to accelerate the country's transition to a low-carbon economy in the fight against climate change. Addressing a policy seminar on climate change, risk and finance in New Delhi yesterday, the RBI governor has said that central banks in advanced economies have traditionally followed an asset-neutral approach. On the other hand, central banks in emerging markets and developing economies have adopted directed lending policies to channelize credit to certain sectors of the economies, given their individual country circumstances and developmental objectives. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will begin his 3-day visit to Assam this evening. During his stay, he is scheduled to attend multiple programs. Mr. Shah will travel to Golaghat from Jorhat Airport to spend the night at the Lachit Barpukan Police Academy at Deragao. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.